The COVID-19 pandemic has spawned a cottage industry involving medical supplies. Armies of middlemen have sprung up, offering to find N95 masks and other protective gear for hospitals and frontline workers that need it. But a WBUR investigation finds their services can come at a cost, and some of them have little or no experience. WBUR's Beth Healy reports.
Diamond 970-7, taxi runway 35 and verify you have the weather.
We got the weather and we'll taxi to 35.
Businessman Brian Danza pilots a single-engine aircraft to Boston's Logan Airport. It's a momentous day for him, so much so that he documents the flight in a video he'll share on YouTube.
This is a very special flight. Today is April 2nd, and we're going to Boston to receive an order of masks that I got from China delivered to Massachusetts.
The shipment of nearly a million masks will make headlines. It arrives in the New England Patriots jet to the relief of state officials who are struggling to find supplies for hospitals, nursing homes, and public safety departments. This was one of Danza's first forays into the business of selling medical masks. He revels in the moment the Patriots jet arrives on the tarmac.
My baby's here. Pretty incredible.
Danza is a 39-year-old marathoner who worked in the George W. Bush administration and then for right-wing media. His current company, Foxbat Media, claims to have delivered 5 million pieces of protective medical gear in the last 2 months. He's part of a vast wave of people who've jumped into this business seeking profits amid the coronavirus outbreak. Hospital managers say it's turned the once routine matter of ordering masks into a wild west with hundreds of players they've never heard of before.
Over the past 90 days or so, it's been really, really challenging because the options that we had have dried up really quickly, specifically the N95 masks.
That's Mark Faulkner. He oversees the supply chain at Partners Healthcare, the parent of Mass General and other large hospitals. He says sorting out who's real and who's not is time-consuming. So is navigating a huge spike in prices. Much of that's due to supply and demand, but some of it appears to be more nefarious.
A lot of it has really been fake or fraudulent in one ways, or pricing has just been astronomical.
Faulkner says some brokers try to charge many times more than what the hospital normally pays. The N95 mask that used to cost around 50 cents a piece was going for as much as $9 or $10 at the height of the outbreak. Massachusetts Attorney General Maura Healey is investigating allegations of price gouging.
Bottom line, products are scarce, and people and companies, entities shouldn't be exploited.
Healey declined to comment on specific companies, but a New Jersey firm tells WBUR it's one of two that are under investigation. Healey says her office has received more than 200 complaints about prices on medical gear and orders that simply vanish.
You're forced to deal with some unsavory characters sometimes. You may not know that at the beginning, but you learn there are, you know, for dozens of purchase orders that are put in, only a few materialize.
Part of the reason is the complex process of securing a deal with factories in China. A slew of companies are trying their hand at this. There's a Pennsylvania office furniture seller and a California oxygen therapy company. And there's Jarvis Green, the former New England Patriots player. He's now in the shrimp business. None of those vendors agreed to be interviewed for this story. Katie Smith owns Rockflower Paper, a clothing and home goods seller in California that has acquired masks for Massachusetts. She's done business in China for 35 years and felt she had a leg up.
So I have a guy in China.
Her guy goes by the American name Kobe Bryant.
A lot of times you'd have to call the same factory 20, 25 times to even get through because they were so busy. But he's a pretty persistent guy. He was literally working 7 days a week, traveling all over China, walking into these factories and vetting them.
But even when she thought she'd nailed a contract, at times it would fall through. She describes what it was like to show up at a factory to pick up an order in the morning.
I'm telling you, they literally had people standing in line outside the door waiting for them to open every day, trucks pulling up. You know, one day we thought we had this deal with this factory that we love, and then the Italian government came in and said we need 20 million masks, and we got pushed to the side.
Smith wasn't even trying to get N95 masks, the kind preferred by the U.S. government because they filter out 95% of particles. She says those were impossible to get in April. So she focused on KN95s, which regulators started to allow as an emergency measure. Smith won't say how much she made on the Massachusetts masks. She says it was a fair price at the lower end of the scale. Danza, the broker who helped the Patriots bring masks to the state, didn't want to speak on the record with WBUR. But he recently detailed the deal on a Runner's podcast called Pace the Nation.
The state of Massachusetts at this point had put out a bunch of purchase orders and put out a bunch of money. Mine just seemed to be the one that was the most real, the quickest.
The deal was $4 million on about 1.5 million masks, so roughly $2.66 apiece. A large number of them turned out to be KN95s and not the preferred N95. Danza tells the host, Chris Farley, that he too was getting pitches from mask sellers.
Everybody's trying to make a quick buck, and it's frankly a little bit disgusting. And I've screamed at a few of them. I'm just like, I can't believe that you're doing this.
Right. Yeah.
Danza says he wants to help out during the mask shortage, but he also acknowledges the business has worked out well for him.
This isn't a big, like, money-making thing for you.
No, but I would be lying if I said that I'm not, like,
it's good for business.
Making a decent
yeah,
amount of money.
It's good for business for you. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
He's not alone in finding the pandemic can be good for business. There are countless others trying to make money as well, and they'll likely stick around until the shortages ease. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Beth Healy.
WBUR's Christine Wilmson contributed to the reporting for this story.